No, I'm good. Sorry.
Well, Nevin knows when you get like a moment of his Ezorus, almost like that life-changing moment. So I remember this goes back about a few years ago. It was Shabbos Pashta Chodesh. And I happened to have been davening at the Kosol that Shabbos. And, you know, you wouldn't care. I've davened the Kosol Baruch Hashem many, many times. So you don't, you know, sometimes you get that moment of Ezorus, sometimes you don't necessarily get it. And I wasn't really expecting to... really long davening. Remember correctly, it was Pashas B'Yachal B'Kudya and Achodesh, and it was just slapping down a little bit. So I wasn't like expecting that, like, you know, moment of Eureka. And we got to Shabbos Mevorchim. Mevorchim is Achodesh. It was an old Yerushalmi, a Yid, who gets up and he says, Resh Chodesh, Nisan, Yeh, B'Yayim, whatever it was. And all of a sudden, like, I broke out of like goosebumps. And I got so misspoiled. I got so emotional at the time. I didn't share with anyone there. But I got so emotional because a Rambam flashed in front of my eyes. What Rambam flashed in front of my eyes? So the Rambam raised a question that a lot of you shouldn't deal with. Is that, you know, today we're celebrating Rosh Chodesh. So how do we have Rosh Chodesh b'zman hazeh? Rosh Chodesh, Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodeshim. You have to Tuedim, come to the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, the whole nine yards, Mishnayis, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. None of that happened today, and yet we still have Rosh Chodesh. We still have Yom Tov. How are you talking? How can you have such a thing? So different opinions in Rishon, but the answer to that question is. So the Rambam writes that the answer is Nir Loima, and the Rambam claims Halacha Moshe Sinai that there are two parshas, Abris Katar, and the two kinds of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's Kiddush HaChodesh that's done by Edom coming to Beis Din, and then in the absence of that methodology of Edom and coming to Beis Din, there's a Kiddush that's done by Klal Yisrael. When the Jewish people get together and they declare that there's Rosh Chodesh, this is Rosh Chodesh. Then the Rambam goes one step further. The Rambam says, who's Klal Yisrael? Who's part of this vote? So we know, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Kibitzion Teitzesor V'Hashem Yishalayim, Kiddush HaChodesh always takes place in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that it's only Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael that have the Koyach B'Mekadosh HaChodesh. The Rambam writes a startling statement. If Chalil V'Chalil, the Rambam says, no, it's not going to happen. But if Chalil V'Chalil, we never have a situation where there wouldn't be a minion, there wouldn't be a tzibur of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, there'd be Eisrus Chodesh. There'd be no Pesach, no Yom Kippur, no Gornish. The entire calendar would cease to exist. We'd have no Yom Tovim. It's only because of Achein of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael that we have the ability to declare Rosh Chodesh, says the Rambam. All of Yom Tovim hinge upon. Now, Baruch Hashem, you know, we have a B'liya and Hara and Ken Yirba, a beautiful, wonderful, wonderful, large contingent of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael today, but it wasn't always like that. There were times when it was very, very tough. They were hanging on, Ramesh, by a thread. If you take a look at the Ramban's letter when he arrived in Eretz Yisrael, and he describes what it was like to get a minion. They had to bring a few people in from Shechem, imagine. So he didn't have a minion. Not shot that he came 3 in the morning to Zichron Moshe and he missed the last night. No, there was no minion for Rosh Hashanah. They had to bring a few people in to make a minion. There were Mekoshi, a handful of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. But says the Ram, there always were. There was always some representation of Chaisel in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where we have Yom Tov. So when I heard that old Rishalmi belting out the Shchedish Nisan, all of a sudden it dawned on me, and I was going back to America the next day. I'm going to sit around my Seder table with my family in 2 weeks from now. I'm going to be eating matzah and being yaitzah, mitzvah deraisa, and doing my biachavis, everything. Why? What gives me the koyach to do that? Because there are a few Jews in Eretz Yisrael who declared the Shchedish Nisan here beyond Kleini. If you want a mitzvah that connects Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael more than any other mitzvah, maybe it's the whole Luach, the whole calendar, the whole Rosh Chodesh, all the Yom Tov, all the Mevadim v'Regalim, everything hinges upon Achein Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, the theme of today, since the mitzvah Hayoim of today, is that notion of our connection to Achein Bnei Yisrael throughout the world, but primarily to Achein Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah that also is relevant to Rosh Chodesh. The Torah says in Parshas Balos, we have to blow the chatzotzeres. So you blow the silver trumpets of the chatzotzeres on two very, very different kinds of occasions. You blow them on Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodeshim, like Yisrael Pesheinim, where you also blow them every day. Is that the same? We're too close to Washington for the Lumdus right now, maybe on the way back, but not for now. But I hope on him, the Torah says, V'yom simchaz v'vodechem rosh ha-chachem, you blow the chatzotzes on Rosh Chodesh. And then there's another time that you blow the chatzotzes. You blow the chatzotzes of chisavom u'chama b'yarat chem atzara tzara eschem. Mishnayis, the Gemara is talking about the blowing of Chatzotzeris, so the Mishnayim have a big machlokes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. When exactly do you blow Chatzotzeris? What kind of tzora do you blow Chatzotzeris for? So the Tachanim of some Mishnayim will say, any tzora, it's a tzora, when Tzibur has a tzora, there's a problem in that community, in the middle of Chutzlah is where you blow Chatzotzeris. And that's not Aminig. Aminig is that we limit the blowing Chatzotzeris to very, very unique situations. One of those situations, so many of the Mishnayim explained, the Ramban, Rosh Hashanah, that it has to be the chisavon mechomer bi'artzichem. It has to be a tzoras atzibur of the mainstay, the main bulk of Klal Yisrael. The Magen Avraham goes one step further. The Magen Avraham says it has to be the Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So if you have, you can have a terrible pogrom. You can have chalila. You can have crusades. You can have holocaust. You have things that affect Klal Yisrael. Gefelach in Chutz Laaretz. It's still Chutz Laaretz. It's still Chutz Laaretz. It's not Eretz Yisrael. The emissary danger, the ultimate danger against Klal Yisrael that requires Giz Chatzaitris, says the Magen Avraham, it has to be B'chisavah B'chama, the Arzachem. So Tacha, real Shiloh, so maybe we should blow in Chatzaitris now. Tacha Enochinami. So Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that he thinks that the mitzvah of Giz Chatzaitris is, you make the Chatzaitris for the Beis HaMikdosh, the primarily Klal HaMikdosh, and then you take those Chatzaitris and you blow them B'shas B'chama. It's almost like the Aron a little bit, like one of the Aronas would go out from the first you make it for this part of the clan Mikdash, then it goes out to Muhammad. You don't stop making chatzotzos for Muhammad. And alum the Shashal enough for now. But I call part of the idea is very, very clear that what we're embarking upon today is that notion of the unity of Klal Yisrael, the significance of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, how no matter what, from the first Golos, from the days already back in Churban Bayis Rishon, it was always incumbent, the Jews in Chutzpah always knew what their role was. Whether it meant supporting those who went back in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, even those who couldn't go back themselves, whether it meant always davening for Tzion Yerushalayim, no matter what it was, whether it means the last 100, 150 years of whatever hour, it's always been, it's understood that even for whatever reason, whether justified or not justified, a person finds himself in Chutz Laaretz, it's understood that we, our entire Mahus, our entire Chiyus depends upon Achayim B'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. So, Baruch Hashem, we have the opportunity today to be part of that tradition, for thousands and thousands of years of that tradition, to be able to connect and to be able to understand that Amir Tashem, in a few months from now, we'll sit down to our Pesach Starim. It's only because those Jews were still in Eretz Yisrael today. So we hope and pray that Kadosh Baruch Hu answered Tfilos. I felt that it was very, I imagine other people made this connection in their mind also. Okay. I thought it was very, very appropriate, and just the way the calendar worked out, that yesterday we were able to have many of us had a Titus yesterday, many of us stopped at Kippur, many of us stopped at Tfilos yesterday, and then we go today to, first we go to the Melech Machi and Lochit, and then we go to the Melech Basim Adam. That's an old model. It goes all the way back in the days of Mordechai Yester. That Lech Knossos called Yehudim, Benavi Adokei, and then Esther says, Ubechein Avol HaMelech HaShalach HaDas, Hashem Arach Yevazi. But Esther says, first collect Klai Yisrael, first Davin, first fast and everything, and there's Chus HaTzibor, then we'll go to the Melech Basim Adam and try to do a little bit of Ishtabos. So Chodesh Baruch Hu should enhance HaTzibos from yesterday and should make sure that the right Ishtabos goes in the right directions. And that Chodesh Baruch Hu should answer all of that Tzibos and we should only have the Sirus Tavis of the Chen of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael and throughout the world.
Amen.